Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
And today's show brought to you in part by our friends at Middle Tennessee Electric. Don't forget their virtual annual meeting is Saturday. This Saturday, 2 p.m., register to be entered for prizes, submit questions, vote for officers at MTE or by phone, and you can find more information at mte.com/annual meeting. Our coverage on Big G TV brought to you by Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, your health, their mission at Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. We're talking this morning with our friends from the Center for the Arts and the Education Director, as well as director of James and the Giant Peach, which we're going to talk about, is Tara Winton joining us here, and a very special person along with you. Good morning. How are you, Tara?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. If I turn the right microphone on for you there. So
good morning.
But good morning. Good morning. So we've got a lot that we're going to talk about from Center Stage Academy. You're getting ready to reveal next season already.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Several of the things that are on stage now. But help me introduce who is to your left, and we're going to hear more from Jackson here in a few minutes.
Yes, but. So to my left is Mr. Jackson Kiker. He is one of our students that is a part of our new teen company, which is something we've started this year at the Center for the Arts. So he is one of 17 students from the age of 6th through 12th grade who auditioned to be kind of in an elite level group of performers, and they are doing two main stage productions within the school year. And so this is our first production with our teen company, and it's called James and the Giant Peach, and Jackson is one of our Jameses. So we have two Jameses, and Jackson is one, and he's going to sing for you today. You're going to be blown out of the water. He's amazing. Singing my favorite song in the show.
Middle of a Moment.
Yes.
So excited.
Is it your favorite song?
I think it's my second favorite, actually.
Oh, second favorite song. Okay, well, it's my favorite song. But
what's your favorite?
It's up there.
What's
my favorite is On Your Way Home.
Oh, that's a good one, too. Yeah. It's beautiful.
It's a mystical.
Yeah.
Like magical and everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to talk a lot about that show because it is starting in a few weeks.
In a few weeks, yeah. So currently, right now, we have the female version of The Odd Couple going on for one more weekend. And then the next show that is coming up is James and the Giant Peach. And we open on September the 5th and we run for 3 weekends. And it's based on the book by Roald Dahl, who wrote Matilda and Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. You know him from that. But James is probably, I would say, you know, out of the top five, James and the Giant Peach is one of the most popular books that he wrote. So yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about this teen company, because that's an interesting, interesting thing, a way to develop our future on stage performers.
Yeah, so we wanted to offer something a little bit more professional for our students who wanted to be pushed a little bit more, have more intensive focus classes and things like that. So these students auditioned, and it's not a part of our normal Center Stage Academy. So there were prerequisites of how much time they had to have spent on stage, recommendation letters and those sorts of things in order to even be considered and apply, and then they had to audition. So we took 17 of those students and we created our first teen company. And the really cool thing is not only are they going to be on the main stage as a part of the regular season, which is not something that we've ever done before with students, but they're also going to get some special treatment, I guess I would say, lots of workshops and classes specifically for students who are interested in more of that focused, like if they were going to pursue this for a career in their future or in at a university level, or just they want more experience in more of a professional setting. So we wanted to give that opportunity to students who are ready to take that next step and push themselves a little bit. And so far it has been fabulous. So this fall they're going to have a couple of workshop classes and some opportunities to do some special headshot stuff, but we're bringing in people from across the country who work in the professional world to do some one-on-one training with them.
Now, you said the age groups through senior, but when did they start?
Sixth grade. Yes. So if we have any fifth graders out there who are really excited about that, we'll be doing auditions again for Teen Company at the end of this school year. So that won't happen until May, but...
Mm-hmm. Well, the reason I ask, and Jackson Kiker is here, I didn't really suspect that you were a senior, you know, in high school. So what grade are you in?
I'm in sixth grade.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you're on the, I thought you might have been on the younger side of that, but I'm bad at judging ages anymore. So, so tell me about this experience for you and why you wanted to become part of the Teen Company and kind of what you had to do to become a part of that.
Well, I started theater in January. My first show was Finding Nemo Jr. at the Center for the Arts. And I just fell in love with it. So I was just trying to find every opportunity I can get to do more and more shows. I tried out for Freaky Friday. I got Fletcher in that part. I just auditioned for Teen Company, and I got in. I was very, very happy. Then I got James. And now I'm here, and I'm so excited.
It's been a whirlwind. How long is this, is this a matter of months that this has been a thing for you, Teen Company?
It started, last month? Or
yeah, so... Yeah.
It's
brand new. They auditioned at the end of May, and then we started working on James in July. Yeah.
So. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. So here we are.
Yeah, we're right at the beginning stages. Yeah.
And September 5th is around the corner. So
September 5th is coming very quickly. Yes, it is.
And so you're directing all of this. Mm-hmm. So how is that for you to be, you know, like the first of the Teen Company? That's got to be pretty cool.
It is really cool. I told them, you know, this is kind of like they're kind of the guinea pigs, which is great. They can kind of give me some feedback and whatnot. But it is kind of cool to create something out of nothing. So we're trying to piece together what we want this to look like, but then also think about what do we want it to look like long term. So, and all of this is in conjunction with our Center Stage Academy. So I would say that 15 out of the 17 came straight out of that Center Stage Academy.
Okay.
So, 16, you came out of that Center Stage Academy. I think there's only one that came to us from brand new from a different state, actually moved into Murfreesboro. But everybody else is straight out of that Center Stage Academy. So, you know, we have those classes going on. We just got done with summer with all of our summer camps, and that was fast and furious and lots of fun. And then in September, we start our next round of Center Stage Academy classes. So
now will these, this particular company that are put together now, will mm-hmm. they continue to be a part of the Teen Company
so,
going forward?
Yeah. So they can choose to do both if they want to. It's totally up to them. It is possible for them to do both. And some of them are already doing both.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of up to, you know, what their schedules allow and how much they want to do or how much they can do. And each kid is different. But yes, we have several that are doing both.
So. And for someone like Jackson being a sixth mm-hmm. grader, can he continue to follow this on through?
Oh, yeah, he can. He has to re-audition in May. They'll all re-audition, and then we'll go from there. So,
how fun.
It is fun. It's a lot of fun. Yeah.
I know we haven't talked a ton about the Odd Couple, and that is, I guess, what, on stage now?
It is on stage now, so it just finished up its first weekend, and then we have this weekend as well. Friday, 2 on Saturday, and then a performance on Sunday as well. And it's so it's based on the Odd Couple that you know, it was written as a play originally for men as the male leads.
Right.
And then you saw it as a movie and all those sorts of things. But now
it was a TV show, I think.
Yeah,
too, right?
Yeah, it was. And then they have shifted it and it's female version. So the two characters are now female divorcees instead of male divorcees and living together, and you know, one of them is a slob and one of them is very neat and tidy, and they butt heads, and that creates the chaos that is the Odd Couple. So the group of women that we have on stage are absolutely hysterical. It's just such a good script too. It's a wonderful, wonderful show that is a classic. But just the dynamic is very, very funny. So not only do we have tickets available, but they have created kind of a fun little deal. So it's called Girls Night Out, where you can get two tickets and two drinks for $45, or four tickets and four drinks for $90. And that's all on the website. So if you go to purchase tickets, you can find that option. Instead of just buying tickets alone, you can get a little deal. And
oh, how about that?
Yeah, get an adult beverage with your tickets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so you've got just this weekend coming up, right?
Just this weekend. One more weekend going on for the Odd Couple. Yes.
Okay.
And I'll then have to see it.
Yeah, it's hilarious. And then after that, we have our reveal. So we will reveal what the season will be for 2026. And that is coming up August 23rd. And you can purchase those tickets online as well. And that has a little reception along with it. But we kind of do a preview of what is to come.
That's on a Saturday.
Yes, it is on a Saturday. Okay. So it's August the 23rd.
Is it evening type
event?
It is
evening.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so you're doing that at the center, I'm assuming.
Yes, at the center on stage. Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So want to make sure you get tickets for that, because you want to see what the upcoming season is, mm-hmm. is going to be about.
We got
about
a lot of fun surprises.
Can't wait for fun surprises.
So excited. I'm going to be there.
Well, and you know, this teen company is going to have some part in that too.
They don't even know what they're doing in the spring.
Is that right?
Yeah, no, they don't know.
I have no idea.
Although there are some that are already in for the spring, for whatever it is.
Yes, but they don't know what it is.
Okay.
Yes. Well, they have committed, but they don't know. Yes.
How about
no
that?
Idea.
Are you, and you must be one of those, Jackson.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. All right. Well, Jackson, you play one of the Jameses, right?
Yes, sir.
Are you younger James, older James, or just James?
I think I'm older.
Well, okay. But
well,
the story,
no, but
it doesn't.
Yeah.
The story doesn't have two. It's just that we have two students that are double cast. So
okay.
Right, they will alternate performances. Yes.
I see. Yeah. I see. So this is what you're going to, one of the songs you're going to sing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
what is it?
Sir.
Middle of the Moment?
Middle of the Moment.
Okay. So where does this come in the show? Is it like early, midway, middle of the moment, maybe?
it's about kind of at the beginning, but not really at the beginning.
Okay.
It's right after my aunties, which they adopted me because my parents died in a horrible accident. So they adopted me, and they hate me, and they want to treat me as a servant. So they push me down, they do all this stuff. You know, they say all these disgusting things to me. So, like, I'm kind of just, like, filled with anger in this moment. And, like, just letting all my feelings out, basically.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, stick those headphones on there.
All
and
right.
We're going to hear, actually, you're going to sing the song Middle of the Moment. And this is Jackson Kiker, who is going to be in the upcoming production of James and the Giant Peach. All right, Jackson.
This is what my family has to be. Then I don't need one watching over me. A family doesn't make you sleep outside. A family doesn't laugh and say you lie. Remember what a home is. Think of how your life should be. But you're stuck in the middle of a moment. Can't crawl out of where you are. Just a step away. The world's okay, so try to see that far. Stuck in the middle of a moment. That's halfway to somewhere new. Can't go back. You're moving through. To think of ways you've never thought. You have to make the best of what you got. You'll find the answers hiding in between. You'll see a door that no one's ever seen. Something's there, you feel it. Stop to look, it's all around. So you're stuck in the middle of a moment. No clear path, no shining star. Just a step away. The world's okay, but you can't see that
to do that this early in the morning.
I know.
Wonderful job.
Yes.
Wonderful job.
Thank you.
Good job. Looking forward to seeing you and the entire group of the teen company, the brand new. This is exciting. Mm-hmm. And I hope folks will get out and support. I think Center for the Arts family will.
Yes, absolutely. It's very exciting. And we can't wait to show you. These kids are phenomenal. And I'm very, very lucky to be able to work with them. So it's going to be great.
Most certainly. Well, I know you're going to do well. And of course, Jackson, I hope you have, I guess I'm supposed to say break a leg. Isn't
that's
that
right.
the thing?
That's right.
The thing to say. So it's hard to believe sixth grade voice right there.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Well, wonderful. BoroughArts.org, where we can find all the information about getting tickets, that kind of thing.
Yes, exactly. So BoroughArts.org, or you can always give us a call, 615-904-2787.
Nice long run for this, too, it looks
like. Yes, 3 full weekends. We actually have an extra performance on a Thursday. It's our second Thursday. Our second weekend, rather, has a Thursday performance at 4 o'clock. So any of our, younger kids that want to come out and not at 7:30, 4 o'clock is when we have that Thursday show. It's kind of fun after school activity, too.
Awesome.
And then we have lots of matinees going on. So we would love to see lots of kids and families. It's a great show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most certainly. Yeah. Well, good luck, Jackson.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tara, for coming by.
Thank you so much for having us.
Our friends from the Center for the Arts joining us today here on the show.